time for a school district update on this edition of Castle Country Focus. I'm Dave Hoganson. With me this morning is Stacy Basinger, Basinger.
Basinger.
Every time.
It's okay.
Stacy from Wellington Elementary. How are we this morning?
Great. Thanks for having me in.
Absolutely. How's things going out at Wellington Elementary?
You know, we just came back from our Christmas break last week, which I think was much needed, and back at it, full of energy. Those kids didn't miss a beat.
No, they get right back into it. Unfortunately, you know, sometimes maybe it was a little bit of, they weren't happy to be back.
But maybe.
Sometimes they are.
I convince them that they are happy to be there.
I think when you're that young, you miss your friends.
I think they like their routine, so
absolutely, absolutely. And it's time to get back to the grind.
It is.
Because now it's only 5 short months.
I know. Unbelievable.
And then it's all over again.
Yeah.
Right? So what do we got going on out there? Some exciting stuff. We got a parent night coming up this Monday. Why don't we talk a little bit about that?
We do. Each school has a school community council. And with this council, they determine some areas that we would like to improve or things we'd like to bring to our school. And they have selected one of the things they wanted to do was provide a parent night, which is full of information and resources, obviously focused for parents that will help their kids. And this is this Monday, January 14th at Wellington Elementary. We're hosting a free dinner for everybody at 5:30. And then we will offer 2 breakout classes. One is starting at 6 o'clock and the other is at 6:45. And the parents will just be able to choose out of the list. We have Polly Atwood with Strengthening Families coming to, always provides a great class. She's going to teach about positive discipline in the home. And then we have some breakouts related to academics, reading and math, with a focus in kindergarten through second grade and then third grade through fifth grade. So lots of choices, too many choices actually for the parents, but a very resourceful. We always get very good comments about the information they receive.
So pick a couple of good ones.
Yeah, come in. We promise it will be worth your time. And while the parents are in the breakout activity or breakout classes, we do have activities for the kids. So we don't have kids trying to attend with parents. Parents can actually focus and enjoy the information.
So everybody gets to go and have a good time.
Yes. It's like, come on out.
Go hang out.
You don't have to be a parent of Wellington Elementary.
You know, when I was in elementary school, I used to think that they shut the power down at the school at night when nobody was there.
Well, we have some kids who think we live there, so it does shut down.
Every time, right?
Yep.
Okay, and you want to also give kind of a shout out to your PTA. Now, the PTA is a great organization, and they do so much for schools and stuff. Kind of take a little bit of pressure off of teachers when it comes to different things.
They have.
So, hats off to anybody that's in the PTA,
exactly.
First and foremost.
It is a big commitment, and we have a group of ladies that have just come in with a bowl of energy behind them, and they have come with the whole intent is, what can we do to make it better for schools or for our school? What can we do for our students? How do we involve our families? I just can't give enough kudos to this group of ladies. I just want to make sure the community knows that before Christmas break, we held a chocolate fundraiser, and of course, there was a lot of energy behind that. As the students sold more boxes of chocolate, they got to vote for different tasks that each of our teachers would have to do. For example, chicken dance in front of the school, tape. Some got taped to the wall. Some had pies to the face. Some had chocolate syrup dumped over their head. I mean, it just went on and on and on. You name it, we ended up doing it. And in Radio Land, people can't see, but I actually am sporting pink hair right now, and that was because I agreed that if they sold all the boxes of chocolate, which they never have done, that the school could vote what color I'd have to wear my hair for a month. And so, therefore, I am now in pink hair. I'm not in a midlife crisis. I'm just keeping my promise.
Maybe we'll get a picture of it and post it with the interview.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So it's been a lot of fun. But that's not what I necessarily wanted to share. I wanted the community to know that right away with those funds that came in, our PTA chose to purchase a Chromebook cart. We had a handful of Chromebooks in our second grade, but they ended up filling up the rest of that cart. So now we have a classroom set that our second grade can share between the two rooms. And I mean, that was just an instant benefit to our school. They have a list of things they want to keep doing to help add to our school. So I just want to make sure everybody knows it's not just for a handful of ladies. We would like more parents involved. We have several activities planned. And it always takes a lot of parents, but it builds our school community, and we'd like their support.
And the more that get involved, the better off your school is.
Absolutely.
And the easier it is for everybody. You know,
exactly.
I was heavily involved in the PTA at my kids' school when they were in elementary school, and it seemed like every week we were up there doing something.
Yeah.
And it gives you a totally different perspective.
I think it is. I think some parents are sort of afraid to come in and help when they say, I can't work with kids. But
you work
a lot
with
of
your
it's behind
kids.
The scene, and it's just pulling some, organizing some activities and getting people in to help. It's not, it doesn't have to be, it can be as much as you want it to be.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's also one of those things that you're going to get out of it, what you put into it.
Oh, absolutely.
It.
And we really appreciate them.
So you've got a fun activity coming up.
Yeah, in fact, the PTA is hosting a family movie night, which is Friday, January 25th. I can't tell you what movie it is because we let the students vote, and they vote tomorrow. So we'll advertise that once they voted. But we let the students pick. It's no charge to come to the movie. It's everybody's welcome. Again, this we would like to extend this to anyone outside of Wellington Elementary. You're welcome to join us. There will be some concessions for sales, and if you don't, you could bring your own. It's not that big a deal. But you do bring your blankets, your chairs. You just expect a little bit of chaos when you have a school movie, but... We had a great turnout. Our last one, we did one in the fall, and we just want to make sure everybody knows we love you to come.
Get on out there and have some fun and just enjoy yourselves, really, because that's if you can go and even volunteer, like I said, once a week at your kid's school, it's worth it. And it even has an impact on them.
It does. It means a lot to kids, and, you know, we have a lot of kids that need someone just to sit down and listen to them read or let them work out a problem for them. It's just somebody extra to bring that little bit of support to them.
It's perfect. Get out there. Do everything you can in kids' schools. I promise you, you won't regret it. Okay? So let's do a quick recap. You're going to have a parent night this Monday coming up. Starts at
5:30 for dinner, 6 o'clock for the breakout.
And there's two breakout sessions you can choose.
Right.
And everybody can go.
Exactly. You don't have to be a parent of Wellington Elementary.
Bring the kids, and there's going to be fun activities for them to do while the parents kind of go and do their thing in these breakout sessions. Talked a little bit about how great your PTA is, and PTAs are great everywhere. They do so much, but you guys actually raised enough money to go out and buy a Chromebook cart for a classroom. That's pretty awesome.
Yes,
there.
Our teachers are very excited about that.
And then the family movie night activity is going to be when?
Friday, January 25th. The doors open at 5:45. We'll start the movie at 6.
Put it on your calendars. Get on out there. And I can't say enough about volunteering in your kids' schools. Get out and enjoy yourself and have a good time.
I agree.
Stacy, thanks for stopping in. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.